Diving into the DMs, you can always DM us at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all the same. Got this from Tanner.
This one is from Tanner. Yep. Hey, guys, can I get your take on this? Every once in a while, my wife uses Facebook to get email addresses for some of her old high school friends so she can see what they're up to. Until recently, her high school boyfriend didn't have a profile. Now he does, and he says he's recently divorced. My wife sent him a message and has started talking to him. I told her I wasn't comfortable with that and asked her how she would feel if I started chatting with my old high school girlfriend.
Sure.
She says I'm just being jealous. Am I wrong to take this seriously? I know a few guys who have hooked up with old girlfriends through Facebook, and I'm pretty sure this is what my wife's ex had in mind. Is it okay if they're talking only through the emails as long as they don't meet in person? Thanks for your help. Really enjoy the show.
Oh. I mean, I again, don't want to jump to conclusions here because it's literally Facebook, but I think her reaction was a little bit weird.
Her reaction is very weird because he in a very valid way, is like, how would you feel if it were me reaching out to an old ex-girlfriend?
And she just kind of brushes him off.
Yeah. I think that was a completely valid thing to say. Like, hey, it's weird, don't you think? Wouldn't you feel like there was something going on if it were me?
Yeah. And maybe the fact that he doesn't know him, or maybe he does, and that's maybe what's giving him even more concern, you know?
Yeah, and the fact that the wife, like, sent the message first.
Yeah, that kind of sent up a little, you know, trigger for me. I was like, you know,
why is she initiating that contact? If she got a message, I can see, you know, replying a couple of times, but let's not, like, start a new, like, online relationship where we're regularly checking in. I don't think that's appropriate.
Yeah,
given their history.
And look, she could legitimately be like, oh, I saw him here. I thought, you know,
catching up with an old friend.
He and I were friends, you know, good friends.
Boyfriend, girlfriend.
Right. That's back in the day. So I thought I'd just say, hey, I don't know. And it's like, I don't know how they ended their relationship way back in high school or how long it's been.
But I think just the fact that he is divorced and she initiated contact and her husband's like, I'm uncomfortable with this. And she's blowing that off. That's a red flag. She's not acknowledging his feelings.
Yeah. Jen is like, nope, pump your brakes. That's how it all starts.
Yep.
Yeah. See, that's the thing where we kind of bring in there's a difference between, you know, when you say the word cheating, a lot of people just think physical, but no, there's emotional cheating as well. And let's just keep our
especially if there's any sort of you know, flirty exchanges, which, you know, obviously he probably hasn't seen the messages.
Mm-hmm.
He's just aware that they're happening.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew, the love doctor, texts, absolutely not okay. Yeah, it's just, I think there's several factors at play here that she needs to recognize. This is inappropriate. This is an inappropriate exchange.
Okay, so Tanner, what I would, I think you just have to tell your wife you got to shut it down. Like, hey, I'm not comfortable with this. You know, I know that you and he had a relationship back in high school.
Yeah.
I think this kind of is not okay.
There's no reason to start up some sort of, like, quote, friendship at this point in their lives, especially when he is divorced.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just, and she knows her husband is uncomfortable with it. That should be enough right there.
There it is. All right, Tanner. Well, good luck. Yeah, I definitely think you probably need to pump the brakes on that. Like,
yep.
Yeah, throw up the caution.
He needs to bring it back up. If she's blowing him off and just say, oh, you're just jealous. Mm. Yes. And, you know, probably for good reason. So he needs to revisit that conversation again and let her know he's serious about it.
All right, Tanner, good luck. Thank you for messaging us. If you want to, you can message us as well. Ben and Kelly Show.